proclamation number 2437 dated the August 5th, 1942. Indications of natural event. Jesus reference on Earth. It is not coincidence that increased indications in nature suggest an eruption of the elements, for God sends these signs in advance in order to prepare people for an exceptional natural event which will suddenly and unexpectedly take people by surprise and result in inconceivable misery. People are meant to associate these indications with His Word, for Jesus Christ already mentioned this time when He lived on earth, because He wanted to point out to people the eventual consequences of the way of life. This time is now approaching. People should heed the signs which announce the event. They should not ignore anything that deviates from the framework of natural law. God announces Himself, that is, His intervention in the existing world order. It is not His will that people should experience anything unprepared which should and can advance them spiritually if the correlation of all happenings is explained to them. For this reason God constantly refers to the forthcoming time and informs people that the time has come which necessitates divine intervention. Then it is left up to every individual person himself what he makes of this warning. If he believes, he will adjust his life accordingly. He will make contact with God and humbly entrust his destiny to Him. They will not be in as much danger as those people who lack all faith in an intervention. The latter will not prepare themselves either. Instead, all references and admonitions will bypass their ears unheeded. And the natural event will be dreadful for them. The profound faith gives a person the confidence that they are protected by God in every danger. Yet an unbeliever will have nothing to hold on to if he does not recognize a Lord above himself at the last minute and commends himself to His mercy. God sends His messengers long before the event already in order to stimulate humanity's thinking, and these indications can be recognized by everyone who wants to recognize them. They will give rise to thought because they don't just occur once but repeat themselves often and at regular intervals, so that they will have to be noticed by everyone. But every person usually devises his own explanation in this depending on his attitude towards God. As soon as he associates these phenomena with God's will, he pays attention to them and thereby benefits, since he prepares himself for the time ahead, which is of great advantage for his soul. What God has proclaimed in word and scripture will irrevocably come to pass, only the point and time is unknown to people. For this reason they should pay attention to the signs which God had mentioned. And thus they will know that the earth will be facing severe tremors which will cause incredible suffering to the human race. Then it is up to every person to shape himself such that he can brace himself for the coming time. He should persevere and appeal for strong faith so as not to weaken in view of the work of destruction which is in store for humanity. And God will take care of every person who pays attention to His word and consciously expects the divine intervention. Amen.